This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Warren Bravo. He's the co-founder and CEO of Green Relief Inc., aquaponics technology. So can you tell me a little bit about the difference, the main markers that you're looking for, although there are lots of cannabinoids, is you're looking at the CBD and the THC?
That's correct. And we have partnered with a company in Switzerland, a good friend and a relationship that I've built up over the last number of years, a gentleman by the name of Daniele Schibano. And Daniele owns a company in Switzerland called iFame iLab. So Daniele, over the past decade and more, has been refining methods for separation of cannabinoids, very high-level processing, GMP-quality nutraceutical and pharmaceutical products. So I've partnered with Daniele. I've had my PhDs and chemists at our facility train in their laboratories, bringing this high-level technology back to the Canadian space for oil production. And we see the value in the medicinal lines for cannabis in oil. And I do think that in the next number of years, short number of years, it'll be, you know, 95% or more of our business, as oil is a great base for being able to put in the derivatives leading to crystallization and other things as you refine the purity of the products. And THC and CBDs, there's huge value to both medicinally, depending on what your ailment is, and we can help you with a full spectrum product lines that Green Relief is currently putting out to the market now.
How would you help consumers do their research on CBD and on THC, and what would benefit them?
Well, CBD, you're opening up a big question, and I'm going to give you kind of my take on CBDs and what reality is and what people are pawning off to the marketplace now as a CBD as medicine. But, and I'm just going to give you my 2 minutes Coles Notes version of CBDs in Canadian space now and even in North America. You know, three plants in the cannabis family. You've got hops, cannabis sativa, hemp, and cannabis sativa non-hemp. Now, hemp has been hybridized, and the THC amounts have been reduced over the years for the commercialization of the fibers for lots of different things. So hemp's being used as an industrial plant, but now the flowers themselves inherently have less than 0.06% THC, and, you know, most hemp plants have about 5 to 7% CBD in them. Hemp itself, by nature, only has about 50 to 70 cannabinoid compounds in them. So that's cannabis sativa hemp. Now, cannabis sativa non-hemp has, you know, plants with THC, I guess it would be the good determining factor on what the differences are. So plants with THC, such as the plants that we grow here, have up to about 350 cannabinoids in them. And THC is just one of those cannabinoids. So if I separate the THC molecules out of the rest of the CBDs, I still have a 349 CBD compounds in our cannabis oil. So that's exactly what Green Relief is doing. So our Sunrise oil, our CBD and Sunrise Light, those two oil products have a very full spectrum of cannabinoids. We have the highest potency CBD oil on the Canadian market, and our product is 95% pure, higher than anybody else has achieved in the Canadian space, through the methodology and processes we've learned from our partnership with iFame in Switzerland. So we are crystallizing CBDs, we are putting out the highest potency CBD oil, and if anybody wants a full spectrum cannabis oil with all the micro, macro cannabinoids that you don't get from hemp, we have that. So it's all CBD products are not created equally. Most people use hemp for creating CBDs because it's easy to do it from hemp, and you don't have to do the high-level separations that we do. You can just go to the rotovap stage, the dealkalization stage, and then sell your products, and you already have a CBD product available for the market. Most of them, you know, lots of heavy yellows and brownish. You see the oxidizing chlorophylls in them. You see quality is not what it should be. Our products are, although not clear, very close to being clear, highly refined and highly potent. So the THC, or I'm sorry, the CBD products We're very proud of the products we're putting on the market, and we get a ton of feedback every day from our clients on how we're helping people be able to get through the day with our CBD products.
Warren, do I need a doctor's note to buy from your website or from your company?
Yes, you do. So if you don't have a doctor, lots of doctors, they're not prescribing cannabis as a viable medical treatment because of the lack of science that's out there. We want to help with that and create that science so doctors are more informed and have the ability and the desire to want to, you know, prescribe this as a medical product. So if you don't have a doctor that can help you with a prescription, our client care team, we have affiliations with 40 clinics across Canada. We can get you a doctor's appointment with one of our affiliated clinics and get you in and get your prescription and, in most cases, ship out products the same day as your appointment.
That's fantastic. So can you go into how the compounds actually affect the brain and the body? Now we're talking about two different compounds, but what are some of the things that people are looking for when they do buy it?
Well, because of the as earlier statement is the lack of science. So what a cannabinoid is specific, is CBDA, CBDG, CBDB, all of these different cannabinoids. There's not enough science to be able for me to give you an informed opinion on what those cannabinoids can do you for we'll say for pain management or for your migraine, for your back pain, for whatever ailment is bothering you. So, which is why CBDs work very well in your body because we have an endocannabinoid system, and CBDs, THC and CBDs, they're all cannabinoids. They mesh into your body, in your bloodstream, and are absorbed very quickly, which is why it's an effective medicine. But I really can't tell you, and this is what Green Relief is trying to establish, and this will be through clinical trials. Right now, we have a relationship with Dr. Elong Jha. We have an innovations company, GR Innovations, where we're in third phase or just starting third phase clinical trials of a concussion medication, which will be available for the nutraceutical market as soon as this last year of study is done. So that's a very specific, because we have the ability to separate cannabinoids, it's a very specific group of cannabinoids with a couple of other non-pharmaceutical additives to be able to help manage pain from concussion. So that's just one part of it. But there's so many combinations of cannabinoids and so many potential benefit from these combinations, but not enough science and not enough time, and there's so much research that has to be done. We know anecdotally that it works because there's a lot of our clients out there saying that, well, you've helped me with my back pain and my migraines and my indigestion issues and other things that are wrong with them. So we know it works. You can go online and find out that we know that there's benefit to THC and CBDs as medicine. But how and why? We have to take the time and figure that out through science.
Right. So you're on the research side. How many different kinds of modalities do you have for using these kind of products?
Well, we currently have, I think, five oils out there with, sativas, indicas, THC. We have the cannabinoid, the CBD product, our Sunrise and Sunrise Light, which is basically our 50%, 55% potency, and then our 25% potency CBD, same CBD makeup, but diluted twice as much for people who are into different price brackets, etc. With between the oils, and then we have another seven strains of dried product as well for the consumer, again, from the higher THCs to more 2-to-1 CBD to THC strains. So we like to think we've chosen our genetics carefully. I don't want to be the guy that has 25 or 50 different strains and not be able to keep them on the shelves as medicine, because I want our clients to always have product when they call. Unfortunately, because due to the demand of our Sunrise oil, we have been running out because of our high-level processing. We can't get it out every day because we take it to a certain level through chromatography and other aspects and other refining processes.
These are standardized extracts.
What's that? I'm sorry?
I say these are standardized extracts in all your products.
They're standard processes for us, but not standard to the industry. So they, mm-hmm. they take longer to produce and get out to the market. So people have put up with the small delays between batches, but mostly it's our testing laboratory, because as soon as we have a batch ready, it's 10 days for the analytics to come back and that certificate of analysis from that independent laboratory before my quality assurance department can release a batch for sale to the public. So there's a process. We're very regimented and regulated in this industry, and we certainly can't put products out that haven't gone through the proper testing and meet specifications, so it's important for us.
Warren, we're running out of time. Could you just tell people how to find your website and how to find all this wonderful information?
Absolutely. They can reach out to me personally via email if they want information at wbravo@greenrelief.ca. Our website is greenrelief.com or greenrelief.ca. Wealth of information. If you want to talk to people who are really informed about CBDs and THC, Sean, our Director of Client Services, is second to none. We built a team here that will be able to answer all of your questions, help you through the process, and ensure you get high-quality products out to your doorstep in a very short amount of time. So, that's how you get in touch with us, and please reach out with any questions you have about aquaponics, how we grow, or the products that we have. Happy to answer.
Thank you so much. Warren Bravo, CEO of Green Relief, Inc.
Thank you, Kathy. Much appreciated.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.